table database.
This one right here. So open that. It's an access database.
Okay, and I saved it so that I can make changes to it and that sort of thing. So when I brought it up, I clicked on save, and you can do the same thing and save it on your flash drive or save it on your, N drive. And then you can also manipulate it. Okay, so I've got four tables here. The student table, the department table, the student course table, and the course table. And Tuesday we looked at the layout of these tables, so now we're going to implement them. So I'm going to create a query using two of the tables. So I'm going to click up there at the top on create, just like I was doing a regular query. And when it comes up, I'm going to click on Query Design. So now I've got Query Design. And it's come up, and it's given me a list of my tables. Well, I'm going to go with the student table and the department table. So I'm going to click first on the student table and then the department table. So I've opened both of those tables. Okay, and then I'm going to close. Now, you have this line that is going from here up to here to show the connection. When you first set it up, that line may not be there. It may be smart enough to put it in because I've got two things of the same name, but it probably doesn't. So what you can do is you can take this department code and just drag it over and set it on top of that one, and it will make that line to link them. So that line means these two tables are linked together based on department code. That's not what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to do. So if I drag them over and put them on top of each other, it doesn't matter which one you drag, then it makes the link. So if I click on this and say delete, now I don't have a link. And if I take this and drag it over and set it there, then I have the link. So I just drag it over and set it, and then I have the link based on the fact that these two fields have the same piece of data. They have department code in them. Okay? So now I want to put together my query, and this time I'm using two tables. I'm going to use the student ID, the student name, the department code, and those all, notice all of those say student on the table line. So they know that they came from the table called student. Now, I really don't have to put department code again because I've got it once, but I want you to see the match. So I'm bringing department code and department name down. And notice that both of those then have the word department underneath them because they come from the department table. Okay? So I not only have the piece of data, but I have what table it came from. Okay? So I just drag down, and what you drag down isn't terribly important, but I chose the ID, the student name, department code, and department. Okay? And so I drag those down. Okay, I'm in looking in the week of, I've got the student database that was listed under this week. So open that up, it opens up in Access. Okay, so now I've got that and I can look at the results. Okay, so I've set up my query, and if I go over here and click on data sheet view, there is my query.
Okay. And you can see that the departments are the same because I linked them. I said I want this query to have the department from the student table match the department from the department table. And so I had that link line between the department codes. So since they've been linked, I'm getting exactly the same thing. Okay? So in fact, I only have to show them once because they're the same thing. I showed them twice to prove that I didn't have to show them twice, okay? So now if I drag this out, you can see that in the case where something is on two tables, it uses the table name dot field name. But on something like student ID and student name that only appear on one table, they just use the field name. But if it appears on two tables, they have to say it's the student version of the department code, it's the department version of the department code. Okay, because if it just had department code up there, it would say, but it's on two tables, which one do you want? So it takes the table name and the field name and puts them together to tell you this is the student, this is the department code on the student table, this is the department code on the department table. Does that make sense? And I got all of my results. Okay. Now, if I go back, well, actually, I'm going to close this. Do you want to save the changes? Yes. And basic two table is what I'll call it. Okay, now notice what it does. And if you have this structure set up, and you may have a different structure, but it showed it actually twice. Once under the student table, once under the department table. I have mixed reactions to whether that's a good way of showing it. And yours may not do that. The other way that it can show things sometimes is to just list tables and then just list queries. But it should be over there someplace at least. Okay. So now if I want to create another one, again, I do the create query design. I'm going to do the same one. So I'm picking student, I'm picking department, and I'm closing. And I'm bringing down student ID, student name, department code, and department name. So I'm basically doing the same one. But this time, I want to put on criteria here. So I'm going to say that I want the department code equal to CI. So I can do the same thing that you did with criteria in the other one. I can have and relationships, I can have or relationships, I can have all kinds of things going on here. But I can put in the criteria. Okay, so now I'm only going to see people that have a department code of CI. Okay, so now I'm limited to just the department code of CI. So I can put any criteria in here that I want.
Would you you have a student course, or is it just department?
I just have department. I just put in student ID, student name, student department, and then department, department, and department name. Whatever. That's what I wanted to get. For some reason, it didn't want to give it to me. There's department name. And again, if I stretch these out, you can see that it is like that. So now I'm going to save that. Come on. Do you want to save the changes? Yes. And I'll call that CI, two tables. Only I wrote three. I stopped learning keyboarding before I got to numbers. I got bored. And as a result, I type numbers wrong all the time. Okay. So now I'm going to create another table. And on this one, I'm going to bring up all. So I did another create query. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I just started another create query, okay? So I click on create query design. Before that?
Yeah, what did you save the second one as?
CI two table. CI two table, meaning I had put the criteria CI in there. So now I'm doing create query design, and I'm going to put all the tables up. So I'm going to put student, department, student course, and course. So I've got all the tables up there. Now, it has not linked the last two. So I got to figure out the links for this. Okay? So I'm going to actually pull department down to get it out of the way so I can see better. Student ID is going to link to student ID. So student ID in the student table is linking to student ID in the course table. So I grabbed one of them, dragged it over, and put it on top of the other. Now, I didn't have to move that out of the way. It kind of would have gone through anyway and would have worked. But just moving it out of the way makes it easier to see. And then I need to connect the course number on the student course table to the course number on the course table. So I'm drawing and making the connection. Student ID to student ID, department code to department code, course number to course number. And that's what we were talking about on Tuesday when we talked about the different things that linked for here. Okay, so I am taking the things that link these two tables together. And I've now got all four of them in there. Now the important thing when I'm linking these tables is that student ID, be the same on both tables. In other words, one of them should not be a number and the other should be short text. Because if I'm linking them, they should be the same type and the same size. So when I finish this query, we'll go back and look. But you'll see that student ID, they're both of the same type and the same size. Because they're the same data. They're just a link. They're the same data. So I'm making them the same size and the same type. And the same with course number to course number and department code to department code. I need to make them the same type and the same size because they are containing the same data. They are the fields that are linking my tables together. So now I can bring down, let's see, I'll bring down student ID, I'll bring down student name, I'll bring down department code, I'll bring down just department name, then I will bring down course number, and I will bring down course name. Okay, so I have brought these all down. And why isn't it showing my table field? Okay. Is anybody seeing the, are you seeing the table line on yours?
Yeah.
Anybody know how to fix that? Huh.
So the table you created.
It. There should be a line over here that says table. And then slot should be the next line. And you all are seeing the line that says table? Okay. I've just got a different, for some bizarre reason, and I don't, we've never seen that happen, and I don't quite know how to fix it.
Maybe if you double click?
There's got to be something up there someplace that is choosing my specifications. And I don't know where it is, yeah.
I think it might be insert rows. When you click that, it'll give you the option to have table row through it.
Okay, let's see. Where are you? Insert rows. I think, no, that's just adding rows. Insert, so insert's not going to do it. Something like builder might, but I don't think I actually care enough as long as you're seeing it. You're seeing on this one under table student. Eric, see if you can find it though, while I say I don't care. Department code came from student. Okay, so we're going to pretend there's a row in here that says table. And it would say student. It would say student. Say student, because I dragged it down from the student table. However, if I had dragged it down from the department table, it would say department, and it wouldn't make any difference. Department name came from the department table. Course number came from student course. And course name came from student. So that's... Okay, let me take a picture of this and then we'll look at it. Yes, question?
It's under where you're taking the screenshots.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me take the picture of this.
Yeah.
Let me take the picture.
Course name came from course.
Course name came from course. Good point. Glad you caught that before I made it go away.
Now, did you say it doesn't matter where you dragged it from as long as the name is correct?
Yes. Because student ID on this table is the same as student ID on that table. They're linked, so they'll give you the same one. So let me save the right version now. And then move this out of the way. And what do I click on?
Table names.
That's pretty obvious. Okay, but it's not doing it. If I do a refresh, where's the refresh on here? Anybody see a refresh? Oh, we'll see if it comes up on the next one.
I don't think you clicked anything. It'll show up like that color right there. There you go.
Okay. I didn't click hard enough. All right.
Maybe the ink layer still.
Yeah. So, now we've got it. Okay? So if it was missing SOT, where would I click on that? Parameters, maybe? I don't know. If I'm missing SOT. SOT is if I care about the order. If I care about the order of my report, and I want it maybe by course number, then I can say I want to SOT on that field. Or if I wanted my student, I can say I want to SOT on that field. So I can click on the SOT, and it says, do you want ascending or descending? And it lets me SOT on any field that I want to SOT on. Show shows me the things. If I uncheck something, it will still be part of the query, but it just won't show when I see the report. So now I have all four tables involved, and if I go and look over here at the data sheet view, there's the information from all four tables. Okay. Now you're seeing Jane Costa twice, because Jane Costa took two courses, okay? And I asked to see the courses that she took. So I'm seeing her twice. I'm seeing James Souza three times because I have three different courses that he took. Okay? So if I just was looking for name and department, I only saw the people's name once. But now, because I want to know what courses they're taking, I'm seeing the name twice. And this person took accounting 111 twice, so I'm guessing that if we look at the data, we'll discover they got an F the first time, and so they took it a second time. Okay, because I'm seeing it up there twice. I can pick and choose what data I want to see, and I picked this particular data. Okay? Depending on what I want to see, I can go in, and now I can go in and set criteria. Okay, so if I go in and come back here to the design view, and I say I want to see people that are taking CIS 120. Okay, and then I go to view. Those are the people that are taking CIS 120. And so I'm now seeing the people that are taking CIS 120. And if I want to see people taking CIS 120 or CIS 121, for example, I've got one on the criteria line, one on the OR line, and if I do a view of that, I'm now seeing the people that are taking 120 and 121, and it happened to be that Linda is taking both of them. Okay. So I've now got the criteria line. For that. So I can set the criteria for anything that I want. At this point, once I've got the multiple tables up there, I can treat it just like you did when you were working on this back in week 2 and 3. I can put in the criteria exactly of what I want. And it doesn't matter that I have got four different tables there. Because it's making what is called a view. And the view is a view that I laid out. This is what I want to see. And you're going to grab information from all four tables. But that's why I need to be very careful about doing the design. And I actually want to take that out and take a picture because I think I forgot. And now I'll put it back in. But that's why the design is so important. Because if I couldn't link these fields, then I'm going to have a big problem. Okay. So, if I go and look at and take out the links, so I'm going to take out all my links. This got me 4 records when I had the links in, right? Now, if I'm going to run this, that's how many I got. So without the links, that's what I'm getting. It gives me every possible combination. Okay? And I'm only getting people that took CIS 120 and 121, but it's combining every possible combination. So if I take out the links, I get basically nonsense. Okay? It's worthless to me. So without the links, it's totally worthless. Okay, so now I can put the links back in, student ID to student ID, department to department, course number to course number, and when I do the view, I've now got the back to the 4 records. So the linking is of key importance, because if you don't tell them how the tables link, the only thing I told them was I only wanted to see CIS 120 and 121. Well, it made every possible connection that it could think of. Okay? It put all of them together, and I got garbage. I mean, it's totally worthless what I got. Okay? So the linking is the key important thing that you have to do on this to make it work. So, I want to look at one more example of linking and talking about linking, and then I'm going to put you to work. Let's say I have a customers and audits. So the customers, and I'm going to go with the customers are commercial customers, not people walking in off the street. I sell a product to other stores, or I sell a product to restaurants, or something like that. So I'm going to have a customer table, and it's going to have a customer ID, and that's the primary key. And on here, I'm going to have information about the customer. Name, the address, any other information that I want on the customer. Okay. Then I'm going to have a order table. And the order table is going to have an order number. And the order number is a sequential number for the order. And it's going to have a customer number, so I know what customer ordered it. And it is going to have the date. Okay, so if you think about an invoice that you get, an invoice comes in, the top part has on it the order number, the date, and the address, and the name. Okay, and maybe the customer ID too. So what I have to do when I want to print out this invoice is I have to make the connection here so that I can get the address, because the address is on a different table. I don't want to store the address more than once. So I keep the address on the customer table, and when they place an order, knowing their customer ID links me over to the customer table where I can grab their address. Okay? So I don't want to enter every time somebody places an order, I don't want to put their name and the address up here. I want to be able to link into the customer table and get those pieces of information. Now, the customer's ordering multiple things, we'll say. So I have an order line table, I'm also going to have an inventory table. So the order line table has to connect to the order, so I've got my order here. It also needs to know what item I'm ordering, so I've got an item number over here, and I will find out what item number goes with the item that I want to order. So I'm going to have the order number, that tells me who the customer is and what date the order was placed. Then I'm going to have the order number over on the order line so I can relate it to the right order, which can relate me to the customer. I'm going to have the item number, and I'm going to have the quantity that they ordered. Okay. Then over on the item number table, I'm going to have the item name. I'm going to have, let's say, the price. Okay, so I've got all of these set up. On the customer table, the customer ID is the primary key. On the order table, the order number is the primary key. On the item table, the item number is the primary key. What is the primary key on the order line table?
Order number.
Order number plus...
Item number.
Because if it was just order number, then they could only order one thing, so why did I bother to make a separate order line item table for them? So the primary key is what they ordered, and now my only problem is, what if they ordered the same thing twice? Well, I'm setting up a simple system. They have to get their act together and tell me about it once, okay? But in fact... in reality, I'd probably have some code in there if they suddenly remembered they wanted more of it or something like that. The other thing that sometimes you do, I've said no repetition, but there are times when, for example, I might want to have over here the quoted price. Okay? Because if I have a price of something that's highly fluctuating, and, you know, the price on it, like the price of gold at some points. You know, the price of gold fluctuates on a moment-to-moment basis, kind of. So if I have items that have a price that varies a lot, I may want to put in the quoted price, meaning the price that I told the customer they could get it for. So that if the price changes, I won't upset them. If it goes higher, and I won't make them happy if it goes lower, but I will give them the quoted price. Whatever price I promised you, that's the price I'm going to give you. So that's not really repetition, or it is repetition in a sense, but it's repetition I can justify because I'm giving them the quoted price, the price that was valid when you made this order. Okay, so these are the four things. So over here on the line items, I'm going to put the item number, the item name, the price, and the quantity. The price and the quantity. And that's actually the quoted price. But I ran out of room. That's actually the quoted price. And I can have a lot of lines of that. If they ordered 10 things, I'll have 10 lines down there of the things that they ordered. If they ordered 5 things, in other words, anything that has the same order number will appear on here. So I'll have another one and another one and another one. And I may have on there the result of a calculation. I may multiply the quoted price times the quantity and put the price for that line item on there. And then I may add them all up and put the price at the bottom. And that would be in programming when I would do that. Adding the extras is programming. But this is just grabbing data. Okay, okay? But the links are important. So I've got the customer ID link, I've got the order number link, and I've got the item number link. So I'm linking these tables together. Okay? And to get the invoice, I needed information from all four tables. Questions? Again, I'm not expecting you to do this. There are whole courses on this, and multiple courses on this. This is tough stuff. But I'd like you to get the idea of it, so that when people talk about it, you have an idea of what they're talking about. Okay? And that's my goal. Okay, so now you're going to do it. And we're going to start this today, and we're going to work on it Tuesday. So, the assignment is, basically, if you're here, we're going to get most of it done, I think, in class. So, here's the multiple table database. So, open that. So, I have three tables here. This is, I've got a charity and I'm getting donations from the charity. Okay? Or a political campaign and I'm getting donations for the political campaign. Whatever. But I've got a donor table, a donation table, and a drive table. On the donor table, and I'm going to ask you to set this up in Access. On the donor table, I want the donor ID, the donor name, and the donor address. On the donation table, I want information about the donation, and we'll talk about that in a sec. On the drive table, I want a drive number, a drive name, and the drive goal. So I have, you know, the spring drive. I have the Christmas drive. I have the whatever. I have different drives, and I want to figure out which ones are successful, which ones aren't. So I want to keep track of the drive. So when a donor makes a donation, they made a donation to the drive number, okay? So I want to have the donor's ID, the drive number they contributed to, and the date they made the contribution. Because obviously I would like it if they gave a contribution multiple times. So to the same drive multiple times even. So therefore I need the date of the donation. And that involves a three-part primary key. Okay, so if you go back and look at my Access database, and let's see, I've got to move this out of the way. And that's how I get myself into trouble. Tables 4. If I go back and I look at my student course table here, I have the three keys. So I have the three keys next to the three fields that make up the primary key. Okay. If they're not there, you can highlight the three fields and go up there and click on primary key, and they go away. If I highlight them again and click on primary key, they're back. So if you highlight the three, and you can do that with shift or control, if you highlight the three and then click on primary key, it says all three are part of the primary key. Okay? So again, if I highlight all three and I have to hold down shift or control. And then hit primary key, they go away, and hit primary key again, and they come back. Okay? The other thing that we talked about was that the fields had to be the same. So there's the student ID, and it's 5 characters, short text. And if I go to the student table, I have short text, 5 characters. So they're both set up as student ID, short text, 5 characters. And as I said, the things that you link should be the same type as in short text or a number, it's fine, and the same size, because you're basically talking about the same data. So department code is short text for 2, and if I go to the department table, department code is also short text for 2. Okay, so I'm having them set up the same way. Okay, so now back to the problem. So I want you to set up these tables and populate them, and then I want you to do the 5 queries down below. Okay? So, for now, let's get started on populating the table. You make up the donors, you make up the drives, and you make up the donations. But that's the structure that I want of the table. So, back into Access. And let's create a table. So you're doing a create and table. Actually in design view. I do it in design view. So create table in design view. Okay. Create table in design view. And then you can set it up. And you're going to end up creating 3 tables. Let me do one other thing as you're doing this. If you go and click on relationships, and I'll show you how to get to that in a sec. Let me get back out of this. Okay, so I said create table design. And notice the word relationships up there. Well, if you click on relationships after you get it all done, and you say, I want to add that table, I want to add that table, I want to add that table, I want to add that table. you can actually go in there and make your links. You don't have to. You can wait until you do your first query and make your links. But if you click on relationships, then I can say, okay, department code goes with department code, and it says create it, and I say yes. And then student ID goes to student ID, and it says create it, and I say yes. And then court, let's see, what else have I got? Course number goes with course number over here. Create it, and I say yes. And now I've got my table set up. Okay? You don't have to do that. You can do that when you do your first query. You can make the links when you make your first query. But if you want to make the links ahead of time, you can do it by clicking on relationship. Doing it here is because I don't want to add one more piece of homework and I have extra time. But the other reason is so you can ask questions. So please do. You all appear to be remembering access fairly well. because I'm going to fail.
For the,
oh, how many records? Oh, maybe three different donors, three different drives, and then I'd have at least one or two of your donors give more than one donation, just so you can see that many, one-to-many relationship.
All right.
Sooner you get them done, because the final is going to be around, sitting around too, so. Make three or four donors, maybe three drives, but the one thing I would like you to do is have a donation, have the same donor make a couple of donations so that you can see the one-to-many operation. And in fact, it would be nice if you had a donor make a donation to the same drive on two different dates or something like that. As far as dates are concerned, you can use anything you want. You can actually even go as far as picking a day or something like that. But if you look at dates in Access, it lets you set up a date. Okay, so if I have a new table, and I have an ID number, and that's a short text of 3, and I have a okay, you can pick a date and time. which is the one they kind of give you by default. See how it comes up with a little, that's what I meant by pick the date. See what happens when you put in a field and you call it a date. It actually comes up and gives you a little calendar. You can pick a date. Okay, so I'm going to pick today. And it puts it in that way. You can write the date if you want to. But it also puts it in for you with that little calendar.
Sorry, what did you say about the date?
It puts it in for you with this little calendar. If you pick the date type... Okay, if you come back over here when you're picking it and you pick date time, it comes up with, okay, so I've got date time there as a field. And if I come over here and do a view that I want to enter the data and I click on that, it gives me a little calendar. So I can actually go pick a date from the calendar and it will put it in. It also lets you just type the date, but it, you know, kind of nicely goes and gives you a calendar to choose from if you want to. That's what I meant by pick a date. If you have questions, ask. I'm bored. Eric is probably doing something, but he's more than willing to help anyway. Huh?
Nothing important.
So ask questions. We're bored. Thank you. Finally, I got somebody to ask me a question. Yeah. Right. Okay, you're doing it in mine, and that's fine. So basically, you have to close these down. all of the things up there, yeah. And table one, you really don't have anything in, right? So that one you want to save. If you haven't already saved anything. And then you want to get rid of them. Basically got the world open, so keep closing things up. And then, okay, so now come down, but the first one is the donor table, right? I see donor, okay, so double click on that. And now you can start entering the data.
And remember, you need to have the same donor give a donation. Okay, it's not going to work if you have, let's see, you know, just like the student table has an ID in it. Okay, so there's the student ID, and I've got these IDs. So when I go over to the other table, the student course table, I have to use those IDs because those are the only students I have. Okay, so it's only students that I have that can take a course. So student 11111 is fine, but if I put in student 77777, they don't exist and I can't assign them a course. It'll actually probably let you, but it shouldn't. So I can't assign them a course. So you have to be consistent and decide on the students. In your case, decide on the donors. Decide on the drives. So my donations have to be to existing drives. My donations have to be made by existing donors. Can't take a donation from a donor that doesn't exist, and you can't take a donation to a drive that doesn't exist. Actually, that's kind of clear here. Notice the student ID, if you click on the plus next to it, it brings up the courses that that student is taking. So you can see that it relates over. And that kind of shows the relationships. Drives, 100 drive, 100 drive, 200 drive, 300, or something like that. I'm just doing the retail, so sign up.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Address, I do the donor table.
or am I related back to what I want to be?
Well, you just have to, at this point, know what donor IDs you've given and what drives you've given. When it's all done, you can relate them. But at this point, and sign that and pass it on.
Okay.
At this point, you've just got to remember what you've done, unfortunately.
All right.
Sign the attendance sheet. I'm sending around an attendance sheet. I'm going to give you some time to work on the queries on Tuesday as well. So, basically, I wouldn't do that this weekend. I'd get do other stuff, and then I'm going to give you time on Tuesday to work on this. Relationships is also under database tools. And you asked about how to link them. When you're all done, you can go to relationships and link them. Click on database tools. I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you time on Tuesday to work on this as well. So, because most of you have not got to the queries, I'm assuming. Have you got to, anybody got to the queries? Okay. So I'm going to give you some time on Tuesday to work on that. So if you get this all done, then you must have something. this weekend I have nothing to do but correct. So, all clean house. So send me things to correct so I don't have to clean house.
Same drive number, or does it matter?
I'd like you to kind of experiment with that so you can see it. So same drive number, maybe twice, and then
different
date, because you got to have something unique in that key.
Okay.
But then you can actually see that it works, which is kind of nice. Something has to be unique. So if the donor gives to the same drive twice, it's got to have a unique date. They can't give to the same drive twice on the same day.